Ask, seek, knock. Jesus is giving us today a simple yet profound process on how we approach the Lord for the things that we need. First is to ask. But why? If God is omniscient and all-knowing, He must know what I really need. So why ask the Lord? We ask God because the Lord does not impose on us. As parents, when your children were growing up, you knew what you wanted to give them for holidays, for Christmas, for birthday, yet sometimes you ask them what they want. There is something valuable about asking. It communicates that I value your opinion. I value what you have to say in this. I value how you will appreciate the things that I'm going to give you. But to ask does not mean we will always get what we want. But the Lord wants us to have an active participation in the realization of His will. So that's the first step, to ask. After we ask, we seek. To seek is to intentionally be involved in what we are looking for. We are not just passive participants in the realization of God's will in our own lives. To seek is to exert an effort to do what we can so that our goals can be realized, so that our goals can happen. As what the old dictum says, we do our best and God will do the rest. So that's the second process. We ask, we seek, then we knock. To knock is to ask permission to enter. And this is important. We do not just ask for something, we also seek God's permission. Lord, this is what I want to ask, or this is what I asked you and seek, but let your will be done in the end. To knock is not to feel entitled. When one is entitled to something, one just barges in. The person doesn't knock. No one cares to knock if one is entitled. Knocking is a manifestation of humility and of faith. So what happens when we receive what we ask, what we seek, and what we knock for? What happens when we receive what we ask, what we seek, and what we knock for? Give it away. And what do I mean by this? The answer to generosity is generosity too. The answer to kindness is kindness as well. Do you want forgiveness and receive forgiveness? Give away forgiveness. Do you want love and receive love in the end? Give away love. Do you want grace and receive grace in the end? Give away grace. Do you want God and receive God? Give away God. Well, that did not sound right. I mean, share Him. So ask, seek, and knock. And let me add one thing. Share. Let us ask the Lord to have this disposition so that we truly realize His will in our own lives.